This is Andy Griffith. 1928. What a year. The New York Yankees were socking the ball all over the stadium. Cal Coolidge was in the White House. For some, it was the golden age. For others, well, take my friends Fontaine Harris and Vernon J. Cry. It was just the beginning of their fortunes and misfortunes. You see, these good old country boys have climbed the ladder of success. Well, that's not really true. They sort of shinnied up the rungs backwards. In other words, folks, they lucked into everything. Fontaine knew where he was heading, and it sure wasn't back to the garage in Atlanta. Vernon was a different story. He didn't know what was going to happen from one meal to the next, and it didn't matter a touch as long as there was bread on the table. Now, I said they lucked into it, which is absolutely true, because they turned a fake Car of the Future scam into a fake movie company con. Met up with a Frenchman to make it authentic, then a bootlegger who donated, well, sort of, $400,000 to help him purchase a not-too-successful movie studio in Hollywood. But let them tell the tale.
Oh, now, now, everybody, will you stop fretting? For heaven's sake, we're going to do right fine. Talking movies are the coming thing.
D'accord. We make a movie about the Civil War.
Where the South wins.
Vernon, hush.
No, idiot. A panorama as the two sides clash. The human drama as lovers are parted. And the really big scene when the Yankees burn Atlanta.
No, sir. Not again.
Vernon, it's only a movie.
Mon classique.
What do you think, Millie?
Maybe, but it sounds expensive.
This is the film of the decade, the century.
And what are you going to call it?
The Last of the Magnolias.
Too flowery.
Oh, what about Damn Yankees?
Vernon, will you hush? Okay, Henry, get a hold of your buddy Carl von Gerken and work on a script. But let's just call it Atlanta for now.
Certainement. Ooh la la, all this excitement makes me hungry. Let's have some lunch, Nespard.
I ain't never tasted that, but it's worth a try.
Oh, Vernon, well, never mind.
Seems the boys are on the verge of a conceptual breakthrough, as Fontaine would say. Y'all stay tuned, because it's only the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week, brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, Fontaine Harris, Movie Mogul, by Ken Jerrard. Our stars, Jesse White and Sandra Gould.
It's been a long way from Vandermeer's garage in Atlanta to Hollywood, California. Fontaine and Vernon have gone from sleeping in cornfields to a hotel suite, from thrift store clothes to silk shirts, and so have their new friends, Henri Garbo, head waiter turned movie director, and Miss Mildred Himmel, bookkeeper turned investor. Anyhow, our quartet's in Los Angeles, and that's where we pick up the action, in a Chinese restaurant.
There's something fishy about this place.
Oh, Vernon, don't be such a drip.
Oh, Vernon, my foot. We're the only people in the restaurant. Now, that says a lot. Either the food's punk or they ripped the Board of Health sign off of the door.
Then go back to the hotel. Have room service order a bucket of grits and a tub of soup.
Oh, all right, now, easy, fellas. Bubba, why don't you just relax? Remember, the Chinese invented spaghetti.
This place gives me the creeps. I bet they're going to drug us. My Aunt Minnie told me all about it. We're going to wind up being Shanghai.
Shh. Oh, nothing's going to happen. I love the decor. It's so, oriental.
Mes plaisirs, my lips. At least some of us admire the surroundings and have an appreciation of the atmosphere.
It's just pretty well reflected on the prices. My golly, look at that. Mule glue fry pan. What in the world? And at 50 cents. Well, Fontaine, this place is a fortune.
Mu gu gai pan. It's Chinese omelette.
All right, now, simmer down, Vernon. Henry, why don't you order for all of us?
Yes, I think it's best under the circumstances. Waiter, ici, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, Henri, you speak French so beautifully. It's like you were born to it.
Mon Dieu. Eh bien, we'll have four number threes. An order of Kung Po beef with hoi sen sauce and pork lo mein.
Oh, you're such a linguist.
That many told me about them guys, too.
Ah, tell me, where is this Carl von Gerke?
Back at the studio. He's working on some details.
Yeah, I met her.
For the movie. The storyline of Atlanta is simple. A southern family and the struggles during the Civil War. An epic. The Yankees burn down the plantation. The father goes crazy. The oldest daughter runs away with a blockade runner. Oh, such a romance. Such pathos.
Oh, I love it. We're going to make a talking classic. Yes, sirree, Bob. Amalgamated Kinescope will be the zenith.
However, there is a problem.
Money? It's expensive, huh?
No. The sound. I hear the words, the battles, the background. But technically, it's very, very difficult.
Well, now, don't fret. There's a man floating around the studio who is, I don't know just how to describe Ambrose Smith.
Weird.
He's a genius.
A con man with our $2,000...
Fontaine, we got taken?
Again.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I'm not the one who bought a heap of desert in a bitty town in the middle of nowhere.
Vernon, it's my money, too. I like the desert. It's so repetitious. Besides, it may have potential.
Sure. Las Vegas ain't going anywhere.
We'll see. Who's Smith?
Well, he's got an invention called Home Vision. Says he can put movies on a small screen in a box in your home.
Oh, boy.
Oh, but he's smart, and you know, Millie, I trust him. Something tells me, well, he just might be on the verge of a conceptual breakthrough.
Brown rocks, talk, and movies, wild inventions. We're the scammies instead of the scammers. However, when all the smoke is cleared, we'll still have money.
Oh? You're hiding it under the bed?
No, ma'am. I invested it.
Yeah? That's nice. How much did you sink in the market? Vernon?
$50,000.
What?
It's my share of the money, ain't it?
I'm not going to get excited. I'm going to smile. And then I'm going to scream, $50,000!
Well, somebody's got to put it in a nest egg. My golly, it's 1928. The sky's the limit. Everyone's cashing in.
And I was worried about spending $3,000 for some orchard on Waverly Hill.
Beverly Hills.
No matter. Fontaine, how could you have let him do this?
Well, it is his share, Millie. I mean, you bought the land, I bought the studio.
Vernon, what stocks did you buy? Telephone? Big steel? Railroads? Blue chips?
No, ma'am. None of them big flyers for me.
Uh-huh. Something safe, like a bank stock?
I bought the future.
Well, that sounds like broker's talk to me.
Well, of course. That's just what Mr. Ponzini said. This stock is America on the move, a wave of the future.
Yeah? And what's the name of this wave?
Electric Counting Machines, ECM.
You put all the money in that?
I own 195,000 shares outright. Just 25 cents a share. That's a good deal, don't you think, Millie?
What a...
Vernon, what does this company do?
What's the difference? How can he lose? How far can it fall? A penny?
Vern, why didn't you discuss this with me?
Fontaine, Mr. Ponzini says ECM is on the way up.
Why not? It can't get any lower.
By next year, it's going to be selling at $50 a share. Imagine, 50. You know what I'd be worth? Almost $10 million. Then we could always have room service, even for lunch. And snacks, too.
I'm having a migraine.
Oh, order one for me also. I like them fancy drinks.
Idiot. Maybe we cancel the picture, Make something less extravagant. Conserve our money, eh?
No, sir. Boys, we're going full steam ahead.
Fontaine, We should play it safe.
Sugar, if we play it close to the vest, we ain't gonna go anywhere. Okay, Vernon made an investment. Who knows? Maybe it'll turn out right.
Of course it will. Now listen, folks, as soon as that stock hits, say, $1, I'm cashing in my chips.
Good. I won't have a migraine.
Oh, shucks, I was looking forward to getting one little pink umbrella to take home.
Next time. Look, there's Carl. Hello, over here.
Oh, good afternoon, you are. Oh, may I join you?
Oh, wow, sure enough.
I've got wonderful news. I found the perfect leading lady for our picture. What style, what grace.
Oh, what's her name?
Hilda Kleinschmidt.
Is that name or disease? Oh.
Dumb, her eyes are shiny blue. Her skin is like porcelain. Her hair spun gold.
She must look like my sister's doll. But can she talk southern?
That's right. She got a sound and looked the part.
I forgot it's a talking movie, but too bad. Well, old Hilda stays on the elevator and so on.
I think we should advertise. You know, make it a publicity campaign. Amalgamated Kinescope seeks new star for talking picture. How about a contest?
With personal interviews, Ari.
I may win.
Yeah, we may.
Vernon, there's hope for you yet.
Millie, now this is a right fine idea. Now, you handle all the details. Splash it all over the newspapers. Yes, sir. Atlanta will be the biggest thing to ever hit this town.
I guess by now you've gotten a picture of our group. Just to bring you up to date, Ambrose Smith, the fella Fontaine gave $2,000 to, originally worked for Ben B. Barrow. I wouldn't say Ambrose is strange, just a little ahead of his time. You see, he messed around with this here rotating disc and electric impulses and, well, wait till you meet him. He's something else. And Ben B. Barrow is, too. Now, he's mighty unhappy that Fontaine took the studio from him. He's out for revenge.
Look at this paper, Lola. It's a disgrace what Dr. Harris is doing to my studio.
Yeah.
Amalgamated Kinescope hunts for leading lady to star in Southern Epic. The talent hunt is on, Director Vernon Crawley told this paper. Oh, that backwoods bumbler, he doesn't know a lens from a pair of eyeglasses.
Yeah.
Aren't you listening to me?
Yeah.
He swindled me out of everything. I spent a fortune on my office. I miss my swivel chair.
Oh, yeah.
It was such fun to spin and spin. I wonder if he'd let me have it to use just once a week.
Oh, BB, give it up. Why don't you go back in the hardware business?
Never. No. Movies are in my blood.
Oh, that ain't what your horoscope says.
Horoscope?
Uh-huh.
How can you read such trash? What's it say?
Let me see. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, my. Well, you're right. It's trash.
Something is going to happen?
Only if you're in motion.
I am always in motion. I walk. I breathe.
Can you hold your breath until midnight?
Lola. But I have a plan.
Like the last one?
No. This will succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why don't you try for the big part in our epic?
Oh, go on. They never let me near the place.
It's a ploy.
I thought it was a movie.
Oh, give me strength. Now, listen. Here's what I want you to do.
As they say, the plot thickens. In the meantime, Fontaine and company were steamrolling ahead on their epic Atlanta. But selecting the right cast wasn't easy. Vernon and Henri plowed through stacks of pictures, held audition after audition.
Incredible. This woman looks like a walrus.
And an ugly one, too,
mind you. We cannot find the right leading lady.
Can you switch the part to a man?
Sacre bleu. The entire film is about Maybelle, an enchantress, a woman of passion. What kind of a man could play that part?
Someone very unusual.
Eh bien. We continue the search.
All right, now you take this stack of pictures and I'll take that one. V.J. Crawley here. Oh, hi, y'all. It's Mr. Ponzini, the stockbroker.
Oh, sir. Wiped out already, eh?
Oh, hush. What's that, Bubba? No fooling. Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, I guess there's nothing we can do about it. No, I'm sorry. Can't get any more money. Okay, you keep me posted. Yeah, I wish I had $50,000 more. Bye.
Yeah, Bill, you have lost everything.
Oh, shoot, no. Stock went to $3. I made a fortune. Old Ponzini wanted me to buy more, says it's going to 100. Yes, sir, old ECM was going to do all right fine.
You made half a million?
Check-in fee.
So, how's the talent hunt? Oh, my. Isn't this man ugly? What a scrawny mustache.
This is a picture of a woman.
Could have fooled me.
We are stumped. The men, well, there are several. What about him, eh? Does he look like a southern gentleman?
No, his ears are too big. Otherwise, not bad.
Mm-hmm. And him. We think he might be good as Captain Fitzhugh Lee.
Oh, wow. Wowee. When's he coming in for a screen test?
It looks okay, but he's got an English accent. It don't fit the role.
Too bad. Well, keep going. I gotta see Fontaine.
Vernon, tell her.
No, what?
Remember Vernon's stock ECM?
You used the past tense, huh?
Oh, sure. It went to 3. We made a bundle, half a million.
Oh, that's nice.
What? What? She's fainted. Put her on the couch.
Big mouth. When you gonna learn people can't handle good news?
Millie, speak to me.
I'll get some cola. You just lie quietly.
Oh, Ma, you just scared the dickens out of poor little old me.
My deep apologies, ma'am.
I accept them kind, sir. Could you tell me if Mr. V.J. Crawley is here?
Oh, Mr. Crawley.
Oh, charmed, sir. I'm Loretta Honeyweather. I've come to audition for your movie picture.
Why, sure. Right this way.
Don't move.
I won't.
No, not you.
Where's my water?
Later.
Incroyable. Enchanté. Henri Garbo at your service.
My pleasure. I've heard so much about you.
And I have not heard enough about you, chérie. Asseyez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
Now, don't you start any of that funny stuff. This here's a southern lady.
Get her a chair. She's perfect for the part of Mabel, but don't tell her.
Oh, thank y'all. I am a bit fatigued. It was such a long trip on the bus.
Would you care for a glass of Moxie?
What about me?
Oh, get it yourself.
Oh, no, thank you. Am I too late to try out for your talking cinema? I thought of nothing else all the way from home. I just prayed that you hadn't selected someone else.
Where are you from, Miss Honeyweather?
North Carolina, outside of Raleigh.
Oh, what's the name of the town?
Outside of Raleigh. It's a teeny place. You get all dressed up on a Saturday night, but there's nowhere to go, so we go back inside.
Do you have any acting experience?
Oh, isn't life a stage?
Oh, yes. Oh, that's profound. That's sensitive. Meaningful.
I have a headache.
Oh, shush. And you came all the way to Hollywood just to see us?
Oh, I had to. The climate ruins most of our girls.
Aren't your parents worried? Or perhaps your fiancé?
I broke up with my boyfriend because of religion.
Oh, too bad.
Yes, he thought he was God.
You poor thing. Well, I'll take care of you now.
Oh, and me too.
I saw first.
I choose you. 3 takes it.
Right. odds even.
Oh, please, please don't fight over helpless me, gentlemen. I only want to try out for the part, and if I'm not good enough, I'll go home, teach school, get married, and ugly away.
Oh, you will get your chance, Mademoiselle. Vernon, we will escort her to the casting salon, then to the wardrobe, then in front of the camera.
Right this way, Miss Honeyweather.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Crawley. I hope I do all right.
You are perfect for the part.
Loretta Honeyweather from outside of Raleigh. I wonder where she came from all of a sudden. And just perfect for the part. Let's put that on the back burner for a spell. Remember I mentioned Ambrose Smith? Right now, he's in Fontaine's office, giving a demonstration of his home vision.
Now, don't go pointing that contraption at me.
Oh, it is just a camera, Dr. Harris. Simply stay in your chair and we'll have our test.
Well, all right, but it seems mighty silly
to
me.
Not at all. And all I'm going to do now is turn on this light.
Ah, those are too bright.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'll turn them down. And I'll look right at my camera. That's it. I see you. Upside down, but I see you.
Ambrose, will you get on with it?
Now I turn on this and that. And throw the switch to the machine.
Huey, you sure them electro waves ain't gonna, well, you know, do something to me permanently?
But it's just light and electricity.
Yeah, that's what they said about the electric chair.
Oh, gracious, what a good idea. Does it tickle?
Get on with the demonstration, Lander Godfrey.
Yeah, well, I'm almost finished now. Just an adjustment here. And now you're not upside down anymore. And another switch there. Turn on the screen, and we should get a picture of you sitting in... It works!
What happened?
Home vision works! Look at the screen!
I don't see nothing except my desk. My desk! That's a picture of my desk!
And your blotter?
And my blotter?
The inkwell!
My inkwell!
I feel like Columbus or Marco Polo or George Boole.
Who's George Boole?
An English mathematician who devised certain principles of logical calculus.
Okay, I take your word. Here. Let me look at that screen again.
Oh, no. Stay there. I'm going to sit behind your desk.
What's going on in here? This place looks like a junk store. Fontaine, what are you doing?
We are on the verge of another conceptual breakthrough, honey. This here's the Ambrose Smith. And that's a... Well, never mind. Here, let Millie sit over there.
Why? What's in the camera? Is it going to squirt ink?
No. Just sit. And Ambrose... I'll point the...
Oh, no! Oh, I heard of that kind of a machine. They told me all about it in Decatur, Illinois. It can see through my clothes. Shame on you, Fontaine Harris.
Oh, for heaven's sake, no, Millie. It's home vision. The invention. Here, I'll sit down and you look at it.
Never! How rude! I'm shocked!
All right, then. Just look at the screen like it is.
It exploded.
No matter. Go build another. When you want money, come here. Stay with this, Ambrose. It is the future.
Yes, Dr. Harris.
This has been the worst day. Vernon and Andre ditched me, and you wanted to look through my clothes. Oh, I'm so unhappy.
Oh, now, Millie, honey, it ain't that bad. Come on, pull yourself together.
Oh, well, I guess I'll have
to. Hey, now, why don't you go out in there and buy yourself something now?
Okay. I still like those orange groves on Waverly Hill.
Well, now, that's a right good idea, but it's Beverly Hills, honey. Take a couple of thousand. Go on, enjoy yourself. Them orange blossoms smell right pretty this time of year. Could pay for itself in no time. Sure. We'll put a juice stand right on the corner.
Oh, yeah! Millie's juice stand. I'll do it. Do you think 3,000 is too much?
For 5 acres? Well, what the heck? Go on, have a ball.
Oh, thank you, Fontaine. Oh, you're so good to me.
Yeah, by the way, where's our executive vice president?
Oh, conducting a screen test with Miss Loretta Honeyweather on the soundstage. Huh.
Now, Cherie, just pretend your fiancé has been wounded by the Yankees. You are sad, frightened.
Oh, I am. I've never seen a camera before. This is all so strange, much different than the theater.
No, don't look at it, eh? Make believe it isn't there.
Well, couldn't Mr. Crowley play the scene with me?
Oh, you better believe
it. May not. Just read the script. Alone.
Jealous? I knew she liked me better.
Please, Vernon, this is business. If Miss Honeyweather is right for the part, then my film will be a classic.
Yeah, sure, and you'd get the girl, too.
Go ahead, my dear.
Oh, I'm so frightened of the camera. My parents never took my picture. I used to be so ugly, they had a stand-in for the family photo.
Well, it's all changed now, sugar.
I was so lonely as a little girl. I used to play tag with myself.
Oh, you poor child. Did you win?
Seldom. Oh, I don't want to bore you with my sad stories, but I've led such an unhappy life.
Well, old Vern Jay is going to take care of you from now on.
And so will I.
Henri, bug off.
Don't tell me what to do.
Gentlemen, please don't fight on my account.
Yeah, you're right. Let us proceed with the test.
Where'd she go?
Oh, mon Dieu, Miss Loretta has disappeared.
Fontaine. Hey, Fontaine, come over here.
Yeah, well, what's the matter?
Our star is gone. She went to powder her nose and vanished.
Oh, now, hold on. What are you talking about?
Loretta Honeyweather. We found the girl. She's it. She's a Southern 10.
What is that?
It's a 5 with an accent. Oh, Bubble, we gotta find her.
I'll call the police. We must have her for Atlanta.
Time out now. Now, let's not get crazy. She's around here someplace.
But she's so helpless. A little sparrow cast onto the streets. We must find her. Cherchez la femme!
Just when everything was going right, fine. It appears our hero's epic cinema extravaganza is doomed. Or is it? Let's find out. Andy Griffith again, and here's the fourth act of Fontaine Harris, Movie Mogul.
Impossible. Check with the police again.
I did. Miss Honeyweather's plum disappeared, vanished into thin air. And maybe she's been kidnapped.
Maybe. Oh, that poor creature.
Yeah. Give me that again, will you? Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Go ahead. Uh-huh. I got you. 18 North Hollywood Drive. Got it. Yeah, many thanks, Bubba.
Fontaine, we got to call the FBI. Miss Loretta's been abducted.
All right, now just simmer down, boys. I found her. While you were a fret, now check with the taxi companies, and here's the address. Appears your star took a cab right after her screen test. Oh, I don't think I like this. There's something fishy about this whole thing.
Wait, we find her. Vernon, bring the contact.
Got it right here. Come on, Fontaine.
Oh, there are too many names here.
Well, you check those mailboxes, and I'll look at these. See, here's Gable, Grant, Davis. Yes, probably starving actors.
Mon Dieu. Perhaps she is rooming with someone. This building is too big.
Oh, hold it, boys. I think I just found something. I think I solved our mystery. Here's someone I know. B.B. Barron, apartment 101.
Oh, no. Fontaine, you think... I mean...
Uh-huh. Old B.B.'s behind this whole thing, and I'll bet you a week of room service that your helpless Miss Honeyweather is none other than...
Don't say it. Come on, Vernon. This way.
If that skunk had done anything to her, I'll...
Well, look who's here. Come in, boys. We've been expecting you.
Well, how you doing, B.B.?
Real fine, Dr. Harris, real fine.
Where is Miss Honeyweather?
Well, there's no one here by that name.
Oh, now let's just cut the baloney, B.B. I know you masterminded this impersonation. and Lola LaRue is Miss Honeyweather.
And under a personal, long-term, exclusive contract to me. The shoe's on the other foot now.
C'est dommage. There goes mon épique.
No, sir. Now, you listen, B.B. Brain. Produce that girl or else.
All right, now, just take it easy, Vern. Take it easy. Well, now. I'm positive we can work this out with Mr. Barron. Ain't that so, B.B.?
Well, everything's possible.
And everything has its price.
Ah, that's very perceptive. Doctor, we do understand each other.
We ain't dealing with you, no, sir.
Darn it, will you just hush and let me handle this?
Svengali, how did you do it? One moment she's an irritating blonde, and the next... the perfect flower of the South.
Well, I always said that Lola's talents were mostly undiscovered.
Where is she? I want to see if she is safe.
Well, just a moment. Lola, dear, we have visitors.
Well, I do declare. Monsieur Henri and Mr. Vernon, I'm so happy to see you again.
Oh, Miss Loretti, you scared the dickens out of us.
Oh, mon ange, why did you run away? We were so worried.
Oh, I do apologize, but Mr. Barron told me to come right back here.
Oh, my chérie, I want to take you away from all this. Come with me to the Casbah restaurant. We will drink dark wine and dine on couscous.
Yeah, it's real good. And you eat with your hands, and you get big pieces of round bread.
Well, none, I didn't ask you along.
Oh, Monsieur Henri, you make my little heart go pitty-pat. Can I go with him, Mr. Beebe? Say yes, or I shall cry.
Yes. Go ahead, Miss Honeyweather. Eat, drink, and be merry, but don't sign anything. As if she could spell, anyway.
I'm going to nail that guy. Shh. Just get her out of here. Let me handle old B.B. Now, go on, split.
Come on, Re. Miss Loretta, my arm.
And mine. Allons-y.
Well, make me an offer that I can't refuse.
Well, now, do you mind, B.B., if I could just take a look at that agreement with Miss LaRue?
No, it's right here. It's perfectly legal.
Uh-huh. They say it was part of the first part. Uh-huh. That's pretty neat. Seems Miss Lola's tied to you like a hog. Well, I guess it's either bow to your conditions or scrub the movie. The boss certainly don't want to do that.
Well, you can hire Lola under the following terms. One, I assume control of the studio again. Mm-hmm. Two, Henri Garbo and that Carl von Gerken are fired. And three, I get $100,000, and here's the agreement, the pen, and now your signature.
B.B., that's mighty stiff terms. I tell you, you're a tough trader, B.B., but I just can't do it.
Then no Lola.
Sorry. That's okay. We don't want her. We're going to sign Loretta Honeyweather.
But that's Lola.
Oh, no sorry, Bob. You see, I did some checking, B.B. Now, Lola LaRue ain't. That's just a name you gave to, let me see here. Oh, yeah. Gertrude Twitchell from Hammond, Indiana. Right? Now, Lola is an act. She ain't real. That personal agreement is with a fictitious person. Now, when Miss Gertrude wants to be Lola, you got her. And if she wants to work with us as Loretta, that's her choice. Now, why don't you just take care of yourself, B.B., and come around and see us anytime, huh? Anytime.
I don't believe it. Fontaine Harris, you are a doggone genius.
I propose a toast to our leader.
You mean I can do the part in Atlanta?
As long as you stay Loretta Honeyweather and not, well, you know.
Oh, I promise. Cross my heart.
You got it, sugar. Say, where's Carl with our food? I'm starving.
Here it is. The best.
rest. I've been working in the commissary all day. I promised you a banquet, and voila, Carl's crunchy chicken.
Oh, it looks great. Oh, smell that.
Yeah, well, dig in. I just took it out of the oven, and it's ready. You go ahead. You eat the crunchy with your fingers.
All right.
Let me see.
Oh, hog. Oh, heaven. That's the best food I ever had. Oh, man. I got to have another leg.
Oh, wunderschön. Wunderbar. I must have that recipe for days, you know. A pinch of this, a pinch of that. Mm-hmm. Finally, the right combination and the right crunch, huh?
Yeah. It's just like down home cooking. Give me a wing there, Vernon.
I think this is the finest cuisine I ever ate with my fingers. You know, Mr. Carl, you should open a restaurant. Why, I do believe you'd make a fortune.
Oh, really? Well, I consider that.
Hey, now, that's not a bad idea. Carl's Crunchy Chicken. Sounds interesting. Possibly another conceptual breakthrough. You know, we could set up a stand, sell your chicken.
Oh, how about some taters and drinks?
Yeah. Now, Millie might buy some lamb. Orange groves. Yes, sir. Orange juice, taters, and crunchy chicken. I'm going to think on this some more.
Amalgamated Kinescope. Oh, hi, y'all, Mr. Ponzini. Oh. Oh. Really? No, I'll sit tight. No, I don't want to sell right now. Well, that's the breaks of the game. Yes, sir. I'll catch you later. Oh, yeah, hand me that platter, will you, Henri?
Bad news. The stock is kaput, no?
No. Doing right fine. The stock is the nectar of the gods. Ambrosia of the rednecks.
Gentlemen, what happened?
What's doing, Vern? Trouble?
No, sir. Things real good. Real remember ECM? The stock went to 9. Made ourselves $1 million.
Oh. I tell you, Millie, he just sat there cool as ice and said, "Pass me the crunchy chicken." You'd have never known he was worth almost $2 million.
Oh, I miss everything. Why did I have to run out and buy some stupid old bunch of trees?
Well, now, don't you worry yourself. I'll find some kind of use for them.
No way. Maybe I can get out of the deal. Oh, I should have put my money in the stock market. You know, Vernon's so smart. I'm a dummy.
Oh, now, Millie, don't start that again. You just keep doing like you want, and it'll turn out real fine.
Oh, but I didn't tell you everything.
Oh, you bought a house instead.
Well, that's part of it.
One of them cottages off Wilshire Boulevard?
No, a little bigger.
Uh-huh. Millie, you want to give it to me all at once because I'm getting powerfully strained.
You promise not to get mad?
I promise.
And you won't holler?
I won't holler.
You promise?
I promise. Now, what did you do?
I bought a house and some ground.
Oh? Well, that ain't too bad.
The house has 5 bedrooms.
Oh, that's a right big house.
And a big swimming pool.
Oh, sounds real nice.
On 3 acres.
Oh, that's an estate. Where, Millie?
Waverly. Beverly Hills, of course.
No orange trees.
I bought that parcel, too.
Oh, seems you've been right busy today.
Oh, you love the house. Big sunny rooms, beautiful landscaping, a nice porch.
Uh-huh. How much?
And the swimming pool is all
marble. I say, how much?
Well, altogether it came to $37,500.
$37,500 for some rickety old house and a worn-out piece of land off of Wilshire Boulevard? Millie, I think you've got taken. But never mind. I'll get you the money tomorrow.
Oh, Fontaine, I'm so relieved. Now, here's how I want to decorate the house. You remember the furniture that we had in the...
One born every minute.
The Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, Fontaine Harris, Movie Mogul, was written by Ken Girard and produced and directed by Elliot Lewis. Your host was Andy Griffin. Our stars were Jesse White and Sandra Gould. Featured in the cast were Shepard Mankin, Barney Phillips, Shirley Mitchell, Hans Conried, and Dawes Butler. John Harlan speaking. The Elliott Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI.
This is Vincent Price. Join us again tomorrow when we'll put you in the mood for another chilling mystery. Thank you.